The Dragonette Prophecy. When the war has lasted 20 years, the Dragonettes will come. When the land is soaked in blood and tears, the Dragonettes will come. Find the sea wing egg of deepest blue. Wings of night shall come to you. The largest egg in mountain high will give to you the wings of sky. For wings of earth, search through the mud for an egg the color of dragon blood. And hidden alone from the rival queens, the sandwing egg awaits unseen. Of three queens who blister and blaze and burn, two shall die, and one shall learn. If she bows to a fate that is stronger and higher, she'll have the power of wings of fire. Five eggs to hatch on brightest night, five dragons born to end the fight. Darkness will rise to bring the light. The Dragonettes are coming. Prologue. The ice dragons came out of nowhere. It should have been a quiet night. They shouldn't have seen anyone but sky wings and other mud wings on their patrol along the mountainous border between their kingdoms. There hadn't been a battle near their village since the one where they lost Crane 16 days ago. Reed still couldn't think about that battle without feeling a huge pit open inside his chest. Sometimes he wanted to close his eyes and fall into that pit and never come out. But he couldn't. He had four other brothers and sisters who depended on him. He was their leader, their big wings, even though he knew now that he wasn't supposed to be. It should have been their brother Clay, whose egg was stolen before they all hatched. "Did you hear that?" Umber whispered, darting up to fly beside him. The smallest dragon in their mud-winged troop of siblings, Umber was also the most observant. Reed knew by now that it was always worth listening to him. "What?" Reed whispered back, tilting his head and straining his ears. His wings caught the air currents as they both soared higher, and he studied the dark, jagged shapes of the claws of the clouds' mountains. He couldn't see any movement or hear any wing beats. Still, he twisted around to check on his brothers and sisters, calling them closer with a flick of his tail. In a moment, Pheasant, Sora, and Marsh were flying in a close formation behind him.
"I thought I heard hissing," Umber said, "somewhere close by."
Reed glanced down uneasily at the shadowy trees that covered the mountain slope below them. Anything could be hiding in there. But the only sound he heard was the Sandwing General up ahead, calling it top volume, as if Stealth Patrol were only a funny name for what they were doing.
"Move it, Mudwings!"
bellowed the Sand Dragon. His squadron of seven Sandwings, all fiercely loyal to Queen Byrne, hovered behind him, grunting.
"I want to wrap up this patrol and get some sleep tonight."
"It was probably nothing," Umber said to Reed. And that was when the nine Ice Dragons suddenly shot out of the forest and attacked the Sandwings. It was so fast, so calculated, and swift and sudden, that two Sandwings were sent spiraling toward the ground with shredded wings and blood pouring from their throats before Reed could even process that this was a real attack. Marsh shrieked with terror and grabbed Reed, nearly tumbling the big wings out of the sky. Marsh had never really recovered from their first battle, where he'd seen their sister Crane die in front of him.
"I need to do something about that," Reed thought, "but not right now."
"Marsh! Keep it together,"
he shouted, pulling his wing free.
"Come on, quick, we have to help."
He saw the hesitation on all their faces and caught himself wondering, again, what Clay would have done in this situation and whether the others would have been happier and safer following him, and also wondering whether they were wondering that too. But no one said what they must be thinking.
"It's a suicide mission. What help can we be? I don't want to lose another sibling."
Instead, they formed up behind him and dove toward the writhing dragons. Reed hated fighting ice wings. Their serrated